Hello and welcome to the Desert Fox Podcast, which was the nickname for World War II. I am your host, Chase, and this episode is about the Holocaust, which Hitler called the final solution. Let's get right into it. Let's start off with an important question that not many people understand or ask. Why did Hitler hate the Jews? I want to answer and clarify that Hitler didn't start the hatred towards Jewish people. Jews have been victims of racism and discrimination since 1400 to 1500 CE. It was mostly because of religious reasons, although the idea that Jews didn't belong with the Germans had caught on. The actual reason and origin of Hitler's racism and hatred towards Jews are still unclear. However, in Hitler's book Mein Kampf, he describes his long personal struggle into being an anti-Semite. It is very clear that Hitler had learned about anti-Semitic ideas since he was a child. There have been many other conspiracy theories as well about why Hitler hates Jews, from trauma from a poison gas attack in the First World War to getting an STD from a Jewish prostitute, although there are no facts to back any of those theories up. It also amazes me how much we don't know about Hitler, but know so much about the Nazi Party. This next portion of the podcast, I would like to talk about life in the ghettos. To sum up the life in these small ghettos, it was unbearable. Many one-person apartments were packed tightly with many Jewish families. Plumbing would break down all the time, and human feces and waste would be thrown out onto the streets along with the garbage. The Germans were purposely starving people in these ghettos. Tens of thousands of people died in these poor housing conditions. Although all this death and illnesses were around them, children still managed to play with their toys, if they had not smuggled them in or if they had built them. Children in the Lodz ghetto made playing cards out of the tops of empty cigarette boxes. Again, I couldn't imagine anything like this happening current day. It is mind-boggling to even think about it. Many people think that if they grew up there and they were ordinary citizens, they would try to help as many people as possible to escape from that horrendous torture. One thing, you might be too scared for your own life and family's life to say anything about what the government was doing, or you would have agreed with the Germans in believing that Jews had to become extinct. My next and final topic is going to be about the many other victims of the Nazis. In addition to killing 6 million Jews, 5 million non-Jews were murdered. Among these people were gypsies, Jehovah's Witnesses, homosexuals, blacks, physically and mentally disabled, political opponents of the Nazis, and communists and social democrats. Killing these people was all part of the plan of continuing the master race, which to be a part of, you had to be blue-eyed, blonde-haired, and people of Nordic descent or Aryan. This was allowed by the German government because Hitler's dictatorship came up with an enabling act on March 24, 1933. It was named the Law to Remove Stress from the People and State. This act gave Hitler the right to pass any law without the approval of the Reichstag, which means Imperial Parliament. Also, it allowed the Nazis to completely ignore the civil and human rights put in place by the German Constitution. Homosexuals specifically were often given the choice of sterilization, castration, or incarceration in a concentration camp. Under the Nazi government, thousands of homosexuals were punished on the charge of homosexuality. Many of them were sent to concentration camps where they had to wear a pink triangle to identify them. This is truly heartbreaking to think about, listen to it, or even watch it, but it is very important to keep learning about it and teaching others more about it. In conclusion, many people, especially this generation, are learning less and less about this. Some people, even in college, have no idea what the Holocaust is or even who Hitler is. It is a true and awful problem. No matter how uncomfortable or hurtful history is, we still need to be taught everything that we can learn about it. Yes, the story of the Holocaust is uncomfortable, but it would be more uncomfortable if we let the lives that were lost in it be forgotten forever. I'm going to leave you all with a quote to think about by Brené Brown. If you're comfortable, I'm not teaching, and you're not learning. Thank you for listening.